You may be seated. Now, after we have such powerful prophecies of a mega church, double mega missionary church, the next question is, how do we get into the building of a double mega missionary church? Now, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Now, the question is, how does a person build a great hospital? What do you think? What do you think you do? Huh? You build what?
Desire.
Yeah, after you have a desire to build a great hospital, you need money. And then what else? Huh?
Workers.
Oh, you people, you are failing your exam. How do you build a great hospital? Internet. Foundation. How do you build a great clinic? Okay, a great clinic. A plan. And then what else? How many have been to a clinic before? Why do you go to the clinic? Why do you choose the clinic you go to? Because of what? The doctor. You are now coming closer. So how do you build a great clinic? You need a certain good doctor, isn't it? Because you choose the doctor. Supposing you go to the hospital, the doctor looks like a dragon. Will you keep going to that hospital? You'll be scared, isn't it? Yeah. So you need a great doctor, a good doctor, or a good doctor, yeah, a good doctor. A doctor that when you finish seeing, you feel good, or you feel happy, or you feel safe. Hey! Isn't it true? So how do you build a great church? You need a good pastor. Isn't it? You were saying you need money, you need this internet, foundation, plan. Hey! You need a good pastor or a good shepherd. Isn't it? That's the first thing. So to build a mega church, a double mega missionary church, you need a pastor. You need shepherds who are good at shepherding. All right? So let's look at how to be a good shepherd. Chapter 13 of what it means to become a shepherd. All right? What it means to become a good shepherd. Number one. Do shepherding work with all your might. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 10. Whatsoever thine hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Amen. So, if you want to be a good of anything, you have to learn to do it with all your might. Okay? Half-hearted doing is not going to get you anywhere. You know the story of the man who became rich overnight. You know the story. And when he became rich, he had to choose a sport as a rich man. So he had to choose between boating, boat riding, horse riding, playing golf, or playing squash, or playing tennis. So he decided to choose boating or boat riding. So on his first day, as a newly rich man, he went out there in his nice suit and he got to the bank of the river or the lake, and there he was, like standing where I am, and there was the boat, and he put his leg into the boat, and what happened? The boat started going out. Somebody help me. The boat started going out, and he fell into the water. You get it? Yes. Now, he was so upset. He was so wet. And he said, boat riding is a horrible sport. Why did he say boat riding was a horrible sport? Because he had one leg on the bank and one leg in the boat. So anything you have one leg here and one leg there, you will never enjoy it. So anything that you do and you have only one leg in and one leg out, you never benefit from, you never enjoy, it's never nice. You get it? So when you are a Christian and you have one leg in Christianity and one leg in the world, you never enjoy Christianity. Because it's like when you go to the world and to the club, as you are dancing, each move, you'll be feeling bad. When it's time for smooching, and you start smooching, you see that you don't really feel happy. You're wondering, am I doing the right thing? And then when it's time to drink, and you go drinking, you meet someone and say, hey, I'm surprised to see you here. And it's like people are surprised to see you in the club, drinking and smooching. Then when you go to church, they're also surprised. Hey, are you in the church today? What are you doing here? And if you don't enjoy the church, and people are sort of wary of you, say, man, hey, this is a dragon. It's a dragon. Dragon. Hey. So one leg in and one leg out, you never enjoy either. Okay? And that's the lesson to learn. When you do things halfway, they're not nice. Now, Christianity is difficult for some people. Christianity is not nice for some people. But I tell you, it's a good life. It's a sweet life. You know, I like living this kind of life. Good life. It's a sweet life. You know, I like living this. It's a good life. Sweet life.
You know, I like living this kind of life. I said it's a good life. Such a sweet life.
Look at how she's dancing. Do it. Do it. Do what she's doing.
Living this kind of life, it's a good life, such a sweet life. You know, I like.
Do it how she's doing.
Living this kind of life, I know it's a good life. Oh my, it's a sweet life. You know, I like. Living this kind of life, oh, oh,
stand up and
it's
do
a
it.
Good, oh, oh, sweet life.
It's like you're heading the ball.
It's a good life. Such a sweet life. You know,
living this kind of life.
Good life. Such a sweet life. You know, I like.
Wow.
I like living this kind of life. It's a good life. Such a sweet life. You know, I like living this kind of life. It's a good life. It's such a sweet life. You know, I like living this kind of life. It's a good life. It's such a sweet life. It's a good life, such a sweet life. You know, I'm living.
No, you are not doing it well.
It's a good life, such a sweet life. You know, I'm living this, God, sing it again, say that's a good, oh, such a sweet life. You know, it's a good life, such a sweet life. You know, I like living this, living this. It's a good life.
Ecclesiastes. You have forgotten the message I was preaching. Hey. Now, so, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with strength. And that's when it's going to work. Do it with all your might. You know? So, being a good shepherd is the foundation of having a great, double, mega, missionary church. Being a good shepherd, learning to be a shepherd. Now, lay shepherds can never enjoy what full-time shepherds enjoy. In other words, A person who does it half will never enjoy what the life of someone who gives himself wholly to it. That's why the Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. So I just want to make that point before I go on. And that is why if God has called you to work for him, give yourself wholly. You know, I read in a book many years ago that whatever you want to do, by the age of 25, you should be doing it. And usually, people who give themselves totally to their life's passion by the age of 25, then by the age of 40, they are usually millionaires. Yes? In other words, they've reached a certain peak. And that's how the ministry is. If you, by the time I was 25, I was a pastor. I was 12 years old, I was a pastor of this same church. You get it? Yes. So, if you give yourself to something, so you have to also decide, is this what I want to do? Give yourself wholly. Yes. And now, if you want to be a lay shepherd, part-time, whatever, even within that lay shepherding world, you can give yourself fully or do it with all your might. You see, anything you do half-heartedly is just not good and not nice. You don't even enjoy it. You get it? So, I want everybody here to know that, you know, the era of having 20 members in a church, you know, church growth starts at 1,000 now. Yes, church work starts at 1,000. Yes, that's where church work starts at 1,000. Yes, because we are in a far bigger world. It's 7-8 billion now. The minimum is 1,000. Then we are dealing with church work and church growth. So have that in your mind. And sometimes you ask yourself, why is it that I am a shepherd and it's not working in a certain way? Always the same thing. You don't give yourself fully to it. When you give yourself fully to it, you will see a difference. And that's why this man with the boat ride started to criticize boat riding. Because it's difficult. All the games are like golf. Golf looks easy. And so there's some old men hitting it with a stick and they just walk. Come and try. Come and try. You know, one day I brought somebody to the course. Said, well, I knew the person had all sorts of ideas. I said, okay, so try. We put the ball there. And he stood there with a stick. The ball was still... And I said, no, this is the ball here. This is the club. This is the ball. Put your club there. Hit it. The ball was there. It was right at the same place. He did it 3 or 4 times. The ball was still there. I picked the ball. I said, don't criticize people in your head when you are watching things. Let's walk and we see. Hey. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to be a shepherd, be an all-out shepherd. Do it with all your strength. You know how people, when people are doing bad things, they do it with their strength. Yeah? True or not true?
True.
Even when they are lay bad people, they do it with their strength. If you have a beloved who is half a beloved, you can't really tell whether she loves you or he loves you. You are never sure. Do you love me? And you only say, he never says I love you. Only me too. She only says me too. Yes. When you say I love, you say me too. I love you. Me too. Or likewise. I love you. Likewise. Or I love you. Okay. Or I love you. Wow. Or I love you. It's powerful. Or thumbs up. Hey! Same here. So, Jesus was a carpenter. And when he decided to be a shepherd, he put aside. You never hear of Jesus repairing even one chair after he became a full-time minister. Have you ever seen so? And then Jesus returned to his carpentry shop. And there he repaired 4 beds, 3 roofs, and 2 houses. And then he returned to the field and preached, taught, and healed the sick. Did you ever see that? No. When he gave himself to ministry, it was as if he had never been a carpenter before. So, do shepherding with all your might. Now, one of the worst motivations for anything ever is money. You know, the world is made of almost 4 billion unwilling workers who don't want to be at work. Raise your hand if you are at work and you don't want to be at work. Raise your hand. Oh, give me a wave if many times you are at work and you don't want to be at work. You just want the money. Is it not true? If they would give you the money without you going to work, would you still go to the work?
In the mental health ward, Bishop, you just sit there, someone telling you they're depressed, they want to kill themselves. You're just thinking, Charlie.
What time will it be over? Listening to all these demons speaking. She works in a mental place. You can imagine. The all demonized people are just talking throughout. Hey! You are waiting for 5 o'clock to stop hearing these stories and hoping that none of the spirits will enter you. Yes. Hey! Are you listening to me? Yes. So money, you see, you have people that are not willing. So that is why, if you come closer and you see people that work in full-time ministry, most of the people who have ever come close, they say, the people that work here are happy people. You find out. The people, these are people that are working, they are all happy. And nobody, usually, most of the people that are not working for money. It's true. At least most people who work directly for me, they don't work for money. And I remember when I was in a relationship with my beloved. Yes. I never bought. Listen well before you start shouting. Give me some water. I think this is. Lift your hands quickly. Fire all of them. Okay. Now, listen. Are you there? When I was in a relationship, I just didn't know how to give money. Give money to my beloved. Even buying things. No, never. So this is when I see people say, we are in a relationship. I bought a pair of shoes for whoever. I bought a dress. I said, wow. How do you know how? Because I used to see dresses in the shops. I didn't know what shape is this of the person. It looks so flat. I'm not used to a dress where the human being is not in the dress. It's just hanging there. It looks like curtains. But some of you, you are not married. You know everything about dresses, how to buy dresses, how to get sizes and all sorts of things. Where is the guy with the gun? Is it armed? It's not working. Bring it. What do you call it? Come here. Lift up your hand. Lift up. How can you bring a gun that doesn't work? Okay, leave him. How can you bring a gun that doesn't work? Quiet. Next time you bring a gun, make sure that it works. Because I was going to put you on guard here so that if they make noise, you shoot, you fire. Huh? Lift up your two hands. Stand up. Lift up your two hands. Fire the man. Okay. Okay. Shh. Look, I have about 10 points. Now, money is a bad motive for anything. So if you are ever going to, that is why we don't have money as pay for a lay person. Even your transport, we don't give any money. Because as soon as money comes in, everything is going to change. Is this all that you are giving me? After I've been here practicing, dancing, then we have to pay all the dancing stars. Can you imagine if you are being paid? Do you think these people who are dancing for money? Not at all. That's why they dance so well. Because they are not dancing for money. If they were dancing for money, it would be different. Everything would change. Oblique. It would be an oblique dance. Do an oblique dance over there. Let's see your oblique dance. Yeah, you see the dances is not nice. This is money-induced dancing. this guy. No, sit down. Don't have oblique behavior. Shh. You are having oblique relationships because money is involved. Yes. It's true. You see, and one of the things you can see and feel when I'm here talking to you is that I am not looking for money from you. Yes. Yes. Years and years have gone by. You've been here, but not a new thing. Yes. Is it a new thing? It's not new. One of the first people that came full time was a chartered accountant. And he used to pay us when he was working at the bank. He became a manager of the bank. He knew everything about our finances. And he said, no, I would like to work here. And he came to full time. Today he's a bishop. Another accountant, he used to audit our accounts. And he said, I would like to be in this church. Yeah. When you've been around for some time, you know whether somebody is looking for something from you. Yes. Money is a bad reason for even doing business. Yes. If I was a doctor and I was trying to make money from you, even when you are going to have a normal delivery maybe it will cost you $200, but a cesarean section maybe 1,500. Yeah. Huh? 10,000. And normal delivery is how much? Free. And cesarean section will cost you 10,000. So ask the doctor, I'll get much more money if I can make you operate. So you see that your baby's head is not big. The head, it has bent. You know, it's supposed to bend and come from here. This place comes out first. Comes out and dives. You see, like how they were dancing like this. The baby dances forward like this and comes out. And it's coming from here. It's heading out this way. And he comes out. When a baby can't come out, he comes with a face like this. Instead of coming with here, he comes with a face. So from here to here, it's too big. So he comes like this. It can't come out. It can't come. So when you see the face come out, shush. It's too big. So you see, the baby is normal, but you say we have to operate. Everything will change. Same thing with lawyers. They know this is a foolish case. Just pay this. And say, we can fight it. You have to pay. We can fight it in court. And they will take you to court for years. You'll be fighting and paying all your money. And you know they know you will not get anything. So money is not a good reason for many things, including being a pastor. So now I'm going to Australia because I'll get money. I'll never go to Seychelles, so I'll never go to Mozambique. I'll not go to all these places. There's nothing there. So most of the real ministry will not be done. Yes. So that's why, for instance, when the session before the last, I told you in the next session, I'm going to ask you to give for Hindi so that you don't have any oblique thoughts about what I'm doing, as I'm telling you, so that you don't come for the next session if you don't want to give. Do you understand? So working from your heart, doing something with all your might, because there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave where you are going to one day be. So that you just do it with all your heart. The best reason to work. And that's what the Bible says in the book of wisdom, Ecclesiastes. Whatever your hand finds to do, just do it all out. So if you know you cannot do it all out, then don't do it. So if you're finding yourself in the house of God as a shepherd, give yourself wholly. You understand? To be the best shepherd, knowing that there is no work, no device, no opportunity anymore in the grave where you are headed. All of us are headed to the grave. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. So a good church, a double mega missionary church, is created by a good shepherd. So what are the things that make up a good shepherd? Number one, a good shepherd leads his sheep. The first one is good leadership. John chapter 10 and verse 3. John chapter 10 and verse 3. To him the porter openeth and leadeth them out. Now, many, many shepherds are not good leaders. Yes. So if we are going to have a good church, we must have good leaders. That's good at leadership. Okay? Now, what is a good leader? A good leader is a good zookeeper. A zookeeper is someone who has lions, tigers, monkeys, antelopes, snakes, alligators, birds, crocodiles, every animal, all living in the same space, and everybody okay in his little corner, and not eating the other person for lunch. So I, as a good leader, I have antelopes, crocodiles, lions, all hippos, all as members. Now, as a good leader, I have children, younger people, and my younger people are happy. You see, they were just dancing. Now, some of you cannot dance the way they dance. So, I've brought my antelopes. So, my antelopes are okay. Then I have some lions here also, who may eat up these little ones for lunch. So I have to satisfy the lions. It's true. So I've had meetings with some lions. I've had meetings with some antelopes. I allowed antelopes to dance and sing, crocodiles to meet, birds to sing. Everybody is in the zoo, managed and protected. Do you understand? Yes. And you have some with bad intentions, like snakes. You have to be able to have some glass to protect them, and also they're also important in the zoo. Yeah, they're important. People want to see a cobra. I went once to a zoo just to see a black mamba. I had not seen a black mamba before, and I went and I saw. Yes. And they showed me, when he opened the mouth, inside, all black. The black mamba is gray. The color of the snake is gray. But the inside of the mouth, black. That's why it's called a black mamba. Ish! And it was the most scary snake. The man who was taking us around, when he put the stick in and the snake moved, he quickly could say, this particular snake, no. Most dangerous, very fast, can run faster than a sprinter, 100 meter sprinter. And at the point, he lifts the head up half and he runs like this. And I've been known to turn into a wheel and roll down the hill to chase somebody. Yeah, it touches you, bites you, like the 20 minutes you are dead. Yeah, you just drop dead. Yeah, all these are part of the zoo. You are looking after them, feeding them. We have a message for snakes. We have a message for alligators. Message for lions. Message for antelopes. Message for crocodiles. Hey! Is it not amazing? Yes. Zookeeping. Now, if you are a shepherd, you are in a branch, all right, and you have other pastors who are there, you have to know how to handle them. Especially if you know that you are not so senior to them. Or maybe you are not even senior to them. You must know how to blend everybody and make everybody happy and respected. Yes. So it's like, if you don't really know how to lead people and how to keep the old and the young and those who are senior to you and those who are different from you and all these different type of people all together, and okay, then you are not a leader. You are not a leader. And you see, it takes expert zookeeping to go on a mission field and have animals, foreign animals, that you've never seen before. And you are keeping all these foreign animals together in your zoo. That's why mission is even more difficult. Because you are not used to those animals. Yes. There are all sorts of strange animals, like penguins. Do you have penguins here? No, you don't have penguins. You have penguins here. Huh? They are where? an aquarium. But you don't have them in this country. Penguins. I didn't ask whether you have a zoo. I said, do you have these animals here? Yes, you have. Okay. Shh. Most black zookeepers cannot keep white animals. And most white zookeepers cannot keep black animals. Yes. Because you need special meat for white and special meat for black animals. True. So leadership, you must display good leadership. Yes. When our church started, it was mostly Sierra Leoneans. And our church, our pastor was from Ghana. Yeah. How to lead Sierra Leonean refugees. And keep us all together as a family. For 15 years, for 20 years. It's leadership. Yes. Now we have other colors. Where are you people from? China or where? China. Chinese are members in the church. And from where? Papua New Guinea. Yes. You said I come from that area, isn't it? Come, tell me the area I come from in Papua New Guinea. I come from his same area, Papua New Guinea.
Bishop, I was telling you that if you are from Papua New Guinea, you'll be from my province.
What's your province?
Central province.
See, I'm from Central province. Yes. And you see, gradually, I am having more different types of people. So if you come to Ghana, you see I have people from different countries. They work with me plenty. Yeah, happily. Yeah, I don't, you see, if a zoo that has, look, the most boring zoo is a zoo. You know, one day I went to the London Zoo. You know, and I saw chickens. We have them in Ghana walking around. I saw goats. You want to see exotic animals? I couldn't believe I was in a zoo. Goats. I said, this one, they are walking freely in Ghana on the roadside. How did I come to London Zoo to come and look at goats? What? Huh? Agama lizards. Lizard in London Zoo. So, God is going to use you to have exotic animals in your zoo. From different countries. Yes. Now, I have bishops. I have one other from South Africa. I have a bishop from Lesotho, and actually we should have a bishop from Kenya. Kenya, I mean, when I say from, like a Kenyan, I'm sure I'm soon going to have a Papua New Guinean bishop one of these days. Yes. Is it fantastic? Yeah. Yes. I have ladies also. Wow. I have lady bishop. We call them Episcopal sisters. Because women are also a special type of animal you have to control. Hey. Different types. How to manage them and keep them in their area. Are you with me? So you see, when you are not a good leader, you can't handle different kinds of people. Yes, you can only keep one type. Yes, maybe just pure antelopes. And nobody is happy to come to a zoo to see just one type. Yes. When I was in Kenya, Bishop Obi took us to see different kinds of animals. And we were so happy. Lions, hippos, antelopes, impalas, different. We're all freely moving around. That's what we want to see. We are not here to see goats. So when people come to your church, You see, they want to see that you are able to keep Chinese. You are able to keep Lebanese. You are able to keep Australians. You are able to keep Ethiopians. Ah. Sudanese. Do I have some Sudanese animals? Ah, I see now. Yes. South Sudanese bishop. Wow, look at the South Sudanese bishop. Look at that. So if I'm able to handle all these people, then one day you'll be able to say, wow, I have such animals in my zoo. Sudanese animals. Sierra Leonean animals. Nigerian animals. Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing. And when your leadership is able to have all these, then you are a good leader. So the Bible says, he leadeth them. He leadeth. He says, he calls them by name and he leadeth them out. So to be able to lead well is the first master key. Walking there. Who's that? To be able to lead is the first master key. And that's why we have so many books on the art of leadership. Being a good general. What it means to be as wise as a serpent. How to be able to handle different types of people and different types of situations. Yes. And that when you can't do that, people start to go away. Now if you go to most African countries, you see that most Africans want to leave their countries. Most Africans want to leave. If I come with a boat and I put it outside Freetown, I say, it's free for all. I can take 1,000 people to see what will happen. And I say, they are going to be slaves. The ship will still be full. Yes. In Ghana, I was once on a tour in the castle. And I said, I asked them, if I bring a ship now and I put it outside this castle and I say I'm taking people and that they are going to be slaves, and the tour guide was showing us how the slavery had happened in the castle and how people had died, I asked him, what will happen? Do you think people will come onto the ship? The tour guide said, I will be the first person to go on the ship. Why? Because the people in the country are running away, not from the country, but they are running away from the leaders. That's they right. Don't want to be under that leader. So many missions and churches are failing and are not double mega missionary churches because they are not good leaders. A church is made out of spiritual people, made up of unspiritual people, made out of young boys, young girls, grown-ups, this color, that color, all that make a big church. If it's going to be big, it's going to have a lot of different. In a large house, there are many vessels. If it's going to be big, it will not be only your type. Yes. So you need to master your leadership skills. And the first person you lead is your wife. Yes. If you cannot lead your wife, you cannot lead nobody. So you must marry somebody leadable. And you must be strong as a man. You can't be a kept man. You know what is a kept man? A kept man is somebody who is kept by the woman. Yes. She looks after him. She's like a pet. She keeps him just to have a man. But she is the one who is really controlling him. That's what it means to be a kept man. Ida has a song. She says, don't be a kept man. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't really work. He doesn't bring anything. And so she keeps him and At least so that she has a man to say that this is my husband. So, if you cannot lead your wife, and to lead a wife, you need love, you need strength at times, you need to be soft at times, and at times you need to be hard. Yes. And if you are only soft, you can't lead. No. In fact, all wives assess their husbands very carefully. Women are very good assessors of their husband's strengths. They know what they can do. And they know, this one, I'll get away with this. He will not. So they do amazing things, and you see that everything is still going on normally. Because they know that I can do this, and it will never lead to any problem. But there are some people, they know, if I do this, it will not work at all. Yes. Some husbands' stomachs are like dustbins. They will receive any rubbish you give it. But some husbands' stomach is not like rubbish at dustbin at all. They are very specific. Very specific. It takes only this. So if you bring assorted things, say, no.
I reject it.
Yes. My wife learned long ago that my stomach is not a rubbish box. She has never given me rubbish, but she knew that I'm quite specific. Yeah, quite specific. This will not work. This will not work. Yeah, the same thing at a different temperature, it will not work. Sorry. No. Same thing at a different temperature. Sorry. It will not work. So, you need to be strong. So, all men, brothers, are you there? Be a strong man. Yes. Be nice, but be strong. And lead well. Because if the Bible says, if you can't lead your own wife and your own house, you cannot lead the house of God. Are you there? So, phlegmatic men. Lazy bones. You don't want to work hard. Your wife should be a lioness and go and work and find meat. Have you seen lions, the male lion? They don't work. The lioness does all the hunting, then they come and eat. So some men are like lions. They don't work. Their wife works and then they chop. Hey. Tell your neighbor, don't be a kept man. So all of you young men, you must finish your school. And you must work hard. You can't just not go to school and just be there for a girl to come and look after you. Is he not going to school? Are you going to school? Are you finishing your school? Bring the water and pour this man. He's not going to school. Are you going to finish your school? Fire the man. Okay. Shh. Who doesn't go to school? Which of the guys are not going to school? Who else is not going to school? Why are you not going to school? Huh? You are a science student. Mention the enzymes, the digestive enzymes. You are a science student. Fire the boy, he's flying. Okay, sit down. Jesus Christ. Nobody, no brother in this church must not finish. You have to finish school. Otherwise, no sister is going to marry you. You have to go on the street to find a wife. Shh, sit down. Please, our time is up. It's 11:30. Quiet, please. Quiet. How many are going to decide to be good leaders so that you can be good shepherds? From today, I need you to study the art of leadership. Yes. One day, I put a pastor in charge of something, and there were two other pastors who were sort of co-equals. And he started to treat them as, hey, you sit here. I come here now. I'm the boss. So you do this. And they all rebelled. And I told him, look, you don't treat people that way. You get what I'm saying? You don't treat people that way. Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie have been working with me for so many years. Both of them are older than me. I don't count. So, you see, my boys, my two boys, Saki and Adi. Have you heard me talking like that before? No, you don't talk like that. You don't talk like that. I may be the founder, I may be the leader, I may be whatever, not whatever. You don't have to know how to behave. So that everybody is comfortable and respected around you. Even if you are leading them, they will not even feel that you are leading them. That's good zookeeping. Tell somebody we need good zookeeping. Yes. Yes. I always teach the young children, you have to know how to deal with the grown-ups. Talk to them in a way, just be very kind to them, very respectful. No matter what revelation you have, you speak carefully and very, you know, carefully and humbly, and they will allow you to do anything. Yeah, but when you come and you say, God has called me by the power and the spirit, all my subjects and my members, my sheep, you can't come and wave your hand over sheep. Where did you learn that from? You are not leading people anywhere. You are provoking them to show you that today you just get up and you call me sheep. Sheep and goats. You can't use people as an example. You take and call a grown up and say, you see this grown up, you know, you see, for example, this and that. And you can't do that. If I do use somebody as an example, doesn't mean you can use somebody as an example. If I shout at somebody, doesn't mean you can also shout at the person. You shout at the person, they'll give you a dirty slap. You'll be surprised. And you say that the pastor has slapped you. But if we were there, we say you deserve the slap. Quiet, no talking. Number two, a good shepherd knows his sheep by name. You have to know everybody. You can't call people, hey, hey, hello, 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 hello. We don't call people hello. Nobody is called hello. Who do you know as his name is hello? Hey, shh. So you have to learn everybody's name. Hello. Shh. I'm showing you how to be a good shepherd. A good shepherd knows everybody's name. You see, a pastor, you've got 40 members. You don't know everybody's name. When I have crusades, you know, the crusader goes to stay in the town a little before the crusade. When I come, he introduces everybody by name. He said, this is Mr. Oluwa something. This is Pastor this. This is Reverend this. This is Bishop this of this church. He introduces all of them to me. Yes, as soon as I arrive at the crusade, he introduces, this is Bishop so-and-so. He's the whatever of Assemblies of God. This is a Reverend Oluwa this. This is Pastor Shogbe Shagbedu this. This is Pastor this. This is Reverend this. This is Bishop that. Yes, you have to know them by name. And when you call people by name, you don't say, hello, mention your name. Mention your name to the man of God. The man of God has come. No. They will not cooperate with the crusade. They will not cooperate with the crusade. They will not cooperate with the church. You have 23 members. You don't know all their names. You can never convince me that you are a good shepherd. Never. Never. 23 people. I always tell my people, I know more names and I know more people than you. I know more names than all my pastors. Come, let me show you. We shall do a challenge on who knows names of people here. That's a good exercise for shepherds to do. Let's see who knows more names of people. People by names. So that's how to be a shepherd. The Bible says, he calls his sheep by name. He doesn't say, hello, hello, hello. What is hello? My brother, come. Chief, come. boss, hey, boss. Hey, boss, come. You can't call your members boss. Officer. Shh. Do you see why people don't have big churches? I'm asking, do you see why people don't have double mega missionary church? You can see in the first 2 points alone, you are finished. Your members are finished. You are calling them hello. You are calling them officer. Chief Justice, hello, come here. You are not handling them like a zookeeper is handling different complex animals. Careful handling of everybody. Yes. You always have to be careful with people. You know, one day a great man of God came to Ghana. His name was Bishop Blake. When he came from California. When he came with a team of about 50 people, African Americans from Los Angeles. When he came, he was taken through the VIP lounge. When he came out, and instead of being, when he was, they were about to whisk him off to his hotel where he was going to stay. He said, no, where are my people? And he went back to the airport, went to find all the people, said, where are they? I want to see they are okay. You've got your luggage. An elderly man. Said, are you okay? Are you okay? You want to make sure everybody, okay, you are all right. He came with them from LA. Sorted them out before. When they're all okay, you've got your luggage, everything, there's no problem. And then he saw they're okay in the bus. And always careful. And you immediately see, you see, that's why he has such a big church in Los Angeles. Yes, it is place. He knows how to handle everybody. People that have been able to buy their tickets to come with him to Ghana on a visit. He is cares for them, not just, oh,
I'm the man of God and I'm going to my hotel, so I'll see you later. A Mercedes-Benz has come for me and I'm on my way.
No. He went straight back. He left. He refused all those protocols. Said, please, I want to see my people. He came to see to everybody. And he went back. You have to know how to handle your animals. Yes. 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 And he handled me well. He handled me nicely. Oh, he treated me nicely. I went to California. He took me to the golf course. When we got there, he was 71 years old. He took me to the golf course, 70 years or 71, 70. When we got there, I took his golf bag. He said, no, I'm a young man. He took his own bag. I said, no, I'm a young man. I carry my bag. He carried his own bag. He said, where is this bishop? Carry the bag, take the bag. One small boy, take the bag and go. One small boy, come on, take the bag and go. A 70-year-old man. Yes. His members are, what's his name? Denzel Washington and those guys. Yes. His house is here. Denzel's house is here. Yes. Beverly Hills. Yeah. That's a level. Beverly Hills. He took me to Beverly Hills. Yes. And then he said, carry the bag. I said, no. I'm a young man. He said, I'm a young man. So please. No. One small position you've got as a chief shepherd or an assistant shepherd. The big manism is so much, we don't even know what to do with you. Hey! You are just in charge of the church either in Perth or in Brisbane or in Sydney or Melbourne. It's like we never see the end of it. You can't even flow together, work together, do anything together. Oh, it's something. And you see, straight away, ministry ends because people cannot lead and cannot handle and relate with other people. I say, oh, he doesn't respect. So that is why this and that. Say, you are the one who is not a good leader. And he knows them by name. Pastor Yamesh, I need to know from you what I'm doing. Number three. A good pastor is known by the sheep. It says in verse 4, a stranger they will not follow. A stranger they will not follow. Amen. Now, many of us are mystical. You know, our lives are mysteries. There's a food in Ghana called Fanti Kenki. When you come to Ghana, ask for one. Then you will understand this message. It is like a... quiet. It's like a ball of what? What do you have here that would be like? It's like a ball of dough that you use to make bread. It's like a ball of dough covered with leaves. Okay, and it's boiled. So when you come ask for Fanti Kenki, you want to see one. Now, some people's life are like Fanti Kenki. Because when you peel one leaf, it leads to the next leaf. When you peel the second one, it leads to another leaf. When you peel one, it leads to another leaf. And that's how some people's lives are. One secret leads to another secret. Then you move that one secret, it leads to another mystery. Then you move and say, another mystery. Yes. It's like somebody telling you that, oh, I just had 3 boyfriends. But as you remove the first one, you see that there was 1.5 more left. And then another one, there was yet another one. And then another one, and then another one. And then before, like, 3 was 300. Mysteries. Every day you discover something new. A stranger... they will not follow. I want you to know, people don't follow strangers. And people don't follow pastors who are strangers. The more they know you, the more they follow you. Wow. Yes, the more people know you, the more they follow you. Right. They don't follow strangers. That's why you see that I've been here for all the years that I've been a pastor to you. You know more. The more you hear, the more you know, the more you see, the more you know, the more leadable you are. And the more you follow more easily. I have not found, although I've been away for 8 years, I've not found you more difficult to lead. Rather, easier to lead. Because why? Because I'm less of a stranger to you after 15 years. I was more of a stranger to you 5 years, 10 years ago. I was more of a stranger. Because people don't follow strangers. So the more mystical and mysterious you are, suddenly you arrive with a wild car. And everybody says, wow. And you say, hey, how? God has blessed you? Say yes.
God himself has blessed me.
So how did God bless you? So
it's the power of God.
Power of God. Power of God. Is it a job? How? What is the mystery behind this?
It's just, oh, the power. It's the power. God is moving wondrously. It's God's provision. I have a grace on my life. I don't know why. When I wake up, there are cars in my house. When we ask you, how do you come to this country? So, oh, by grace.
How did you come to country? So, by grace. By grace. What do you mean by grace?
Yes.
A stranger they will not follow.
Yes. People want to know. You want a boy to follow you? Don't be a strange woman. Be open. People follow people they know. Yes.
One day, a brother and a sister got married on Saturday. And they went for the first night. And then they came to church on Sunday. And on Sunday, they came to see the pastor that, oh, they are married and they took nice everything. Then when they left, the man came back to see the pastor. He said, I need to see you. He said, Pastor, what happened to me last night? I cannot describe it. He said, I am married to a very bad girl. I don't know her. I said, I don't know this person. And I'm not telling you what he said, because he went into detail. He said, yeah. And he was immediately disturbed. He said, I am with a stranger. I am with a stranger. Yes. One day a sister, a lady, she came, she was a new wife to a man who was staying on a farm. Hey! Nobody knew her. Then a man came from, I think, Minneapolis or so. I look at the lady and say, ah, everybody has missed you in Minneapolis. Do you understand what it means? Say, everybody say, ah, everybody has missed you in Minneapolis. She was a prostitute, a popular prostitute in Minneapolis. He said, they've really missed, everybody comes asking of you. A stranger, they will not follow. Yeah. Don't marry a stranger. Marry somebody who is known. When you are looking for who to marry, look around. And say, how long have you been around? Yeah. Don't marry new sisters. Marry old sisters who have been in the system. Yeah. Are you there? Point number one to be a good shepherd is what? I can't hear you. Good leadership. Number two. I cannot hear you. A good shepherd knows the sheep by their name. Number three. A good what? Is known by the sheep. Number four. A good pastor stays with the sheep. He stays. John chapter 10 verse 13. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. So a good shepherd stays with the sheep in good times and in bad times. Yes. You stay. When it's not easy, when it's easy. Some people only stay when it's good. Huh? Bring me some water, please. Open. Okay. All right. Now, listen. Listen. One time I was in Sierra Leone and I met a bishop of one of the biggest churches. I'll not tell you the town. And he told me his story. He described how during the war, the rebels came. He said he could have left, but he decided to stay. And he stayed. He said they almost killed him many times. And even when the Ebola came, he stayed. And so I began to understand why he has one of the biggest churches in Sierra Leone. Because you see, a real shepherd stays with the members. Yes. God wants a shepherd to stay in town. Yes. That's why when you are a missionary, you are expected to be there. Your wife, your family, we are all there. Yes. Those of us who have been in Ghana, we have been in Ghana for years. We have been through famine. We have been through revolution. We have been through independence. We have been through democracy. We have been through colonialism. We have been through everything. We are still in it. Yes. Not that we are coming when things are working. Yeah. So a good shepherd, he stays with the sheep. Number 5. A good shepherd knows his sheep. That's number 5. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of them. Amen. And number 6 is a good shepherd is known. But a good shepherd knows the sheep. So if you are going to be a good shepherd, you know. You know, one day I went to a place and one pastor was complaining about a junior pastor. And you know what the word he used? He said to me, this junior pastor, this new pastor who has come, he engaged the people's lives. He does not engage with the people. That's the word he used. And I realized that he was a very experienced pastor. He does not engage because a good shepherd knows the people. And you can never know the people unless you go deep into their lives. Wow. Yes. Whenever I go to a church, you know, I usually sit in the front with the pastor. Because I like sometimes the pastor to give me information. So one day I was at the church and I asked, who is that singing? That's how I came to know Ida. I said, who is the one singing? Who's that singing? Oh, she's called, she's this. Who is that other one singing? She's this and that and that. That's how I know. I was sitting in front and then they came to sing. I said, who is that singing? Who is that? Who is that? Wow. That's how I got to know her. And they said, oh, they are from the university. She's this, she's that. She's in a group. And so I said, okay. That's how I found Bishop Johnny. I saw him also singing in school. I said, who is that? This and that and that. Can you get him? I was in a church. I was sitting by the pastor. I said, who is that person? He said, oh, she's a prostitute. This one, the first three are prostitutes. A good shepherd knows the sheep. I know that this, my member, is a prostitute. Are you going to know your sheep? Yes. This is a shepherd's camp. I'm teaching you how to be a good shepherd. What's the first step to being a good shepherd? Number 1, good leadership. A shepherd leads them. Number 2, he knows the sheep's names, isn't it? Number 3, is known by the sheep. A stranger, they will not follow. Number 4, he stays with the sheep. Number 5, he knows the sheep. Number 6, is known by the sheep. Number 7, he keeps the church family together. He keeps the church family together. John chapter 10 verse 12, it says, but he that is a hireling, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. He does what? Scattereth the sheep. So a good shepherd, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm ending, but listen, a good shepherd gathers the sheep, and a good wolf scatters them. A shepherd is the opposite of a wolf. So a good shepherd keeps the family together. Keeps us all together. We must all be together. All the types of animals. We can't have a zoo where the lions are outside, the antelopes are inside. All are inside and keeps us all together. Stella, are you not still here? You are still here after all these years. Yes. Paul, are you not still here? After all these years, the family is together. We lose some, but they are not planted by the Lord. Yes, we try. But a good shepherd, you are supposed to either attend my funeral or I attend your funeral. That is it. We keep the family together. What do you think? Is it fantastic? Is it beautiful? Is it wonderful? Is it happening? Yes. Are we shaking the cities? Are we shaking the cities? Are we shaking the cities? Ish. We're shaking. Yeah. Keep the family together. Beautiful. Yeah. Keep the sheep and the family together. So when I send you as a shepherd, I'm expecting to see you keep people together. You can't scatter people that have been old. Pastor, what's his name? Yemish? Bishop Yemish came here. I'm expecting him to keep the people together. New Pastor Chris has come. Stand up. I must keep people together. Yes. I expect you to keep together. Everybody who is a pastor, I expect you to keep people together. Not to scatter people. Yeah. You can't just come and offend people. Are you here? Are you an offender? Are you a defender or an offender? Are you with me? How many points do you have? Number 8. A good shepherd sees problems that are coming. He spots problems for the sheep. You see and you say, ah. So what does the Bible say? He seeth the wolf coming. He seeth the wolf coming. Yeah. So a good shepherd spots problems in advance. Amen. He notices the problems of the sheep. Amen. He does what? He notices the problems. And he sees them coming. So that's why you must listen to the shepherd. Because the shepherd sees this thing is coming. And he says this. And you don't listen, you don't follow. You have yourself to blame. Yes. He sees the wolf coming. He says, hey! Watch out! Wolf! 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 And you say, oh, what wolf are you talking about? I mean, you've been shouting this wolf all these years and we've not seen any wolf. There are no wolves here. And you are eaten by a wolf. It's not the shepherd's fault. His duty is to see. So some of the people we can see, you will not get married if you continue behaving like this. You will not stay married if you continue behaving like this. You will never have peace if you continue behaving like this. Things are not going to work out if you continue behaving like this. And so he seeth the problem coming. That's it. So a shepherd is like a prophet. Because he can see. I can see something is coming for you. Yeah. One day one of our pastors was sick. He was dying. You know. I called him, I told him, listen, if God doesn't heal you, I called him, especially if God doesn't heal you, you're going to die. I'm telling you this because you have your wife, you have your children. He was offended. Yes. He was offended. Instead of praying, and I was praying, but instead of praying, having faith, whatever you are saying that this. I said, look, if God doesn't heal you, you are going to die. Prepare yourself. He did not listen to me. When he died, what happened to his wife and children? Yeah. Up till today, you have to help them. We are talking of people that were prosperous. You have to help them up till today. Because he seeth the wolf coming. I said, look, prepare yourself. So, oh, why you don't you hold on? You hold on. Sorry. Sorry. Yes. One day I told somebody, look, if God doesn't open your womb, you're not going to have a child. So, add the child. Ah, offended. How you do that? How can you tell me to adopt a child? That was it. Offended. So that's why sometimes shepherds become quiet. When they see the wolf come, they'll say, then they'll hear, oh, sorry, they've beaten your leg off. Oh, sorry. The wolf has taken your leg for lamb chops. Mercy. Have you understood why shepherds become quiet? When they come, because after pointing out wolves after some time and the response of the sheep, you just say, hey, you know what? No further comments. Number one. I can't hear you. Number two. I didn't hear you. Know the sheep by name. Number three. Huh? He's known by the sheep. Number four. Stays with the sheep. Number five. Knows the sheep. Number six. Is known by the sheep. Number seven. Is what? Keeps the family together. Number eight. He does what? Sees the problem from afar. It's coming. Number eight. Number nine. A good pastor delivers his sheep from captivity. Amen. He runs after the sheep and delivers them from captivity. Because the wolf catches them and scatters them, and he goes after the sheep. Number 10, a good shepherd wants to have more sheep. Now, this is one of the main reasons why people don't have a double mega missionary church. Because many people don't want more sheep. If you want more sheep, you will keep on doing what you need to have more sheep. Jesus said in John 10 verse 16, other sheep have I. Other sheep have I. Them also I must bring. I must bring other sheep. You see people who have been appointed as lay pastors and you are satisfied with your appointment as a lay pastor when you yourself can see that the appointment as a lay pastor is almost a mistake. Yes. It's almost a mistake. Because your pastoral work is almost nailed. You have no vision for pastoral work. You have no drive for pastoral work. You have no drive to have other sheep. Because I have other sheep in mind, that's why I keep on talking about islands and other places. And that's what I'm telling you. Church growth starts from 1,000. Yes. I have others. I want to bring other people to come. I want others to come and join. That's a shepherd. You can see in me. I'm a shepherd. You see, I always want more. More. Not more money. More sheep. More people. More countries. More types of people. Different people. I want more. I want other sheep up. I want to bring them to the ministry. Rather than being satisfied with, oh, we are okay here. We are a happy little club. On our own. No, Jesus said, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. And that's the system we are operating in the church. One fold, one shepherd. Yes. One fold, one shepherd. There shall be one fold, one shepherd. That's why I say, I am your shepherd. Yes. There's one church. One fold, one shepherd. Yes. That's why you must encourage all your members to listen to the podcast. Yes. One fold, one shepherd. Is it easy to understand?
Yes.
Yes. How many can see why people don't have a double mega missionary church? It's not a pastor with a drive for more. Yeah. That thing, you always see it in a real pastor. Bishop Oyedepo from Winners Chapel, I was listening. He has 400,000 people coming to church on Sunday. He said he got a book by Yonggi Cho and cut the book up, photocopied it, shared it to his pastors and gave them 2 weeks to study it and come back. He said, come and let us meet and see what we are missing. What we are missing to increase the church and to make the church work. Let's study it. How many of us have taken mega church growth and divided and say, you take this page, you take this page, you take this page. Tear the book into pieces. Everybody take one page. Let's see what we are missing. What Bishop has taught us. What are we missing? What are we missing in the church? What are we missing that is what we are, what are we not doing? What are we not doing? That's what he was doing. Other sheep, I must bring others also to the fold. That's how to be a good shepherd. And so all of you young ones, learn this. You see, these are points I'm reading from a book called What It Means to Become a Shepherd. It's one of the last chapters. What It Means to Be a Good Shepherd. These points are in the book. I'm reading them. A lot of the people who call themselves pastors don't even know these points. Have not thought about it. What I'm preaching sounds a little new, but it's the same point I'm reading. We are not reading the things. We are not searching to see how to get other sheep and how to bring more and how to be a good shepherd. And if you look at it, how do you build a great hospital? By having a great doctor. How a hospital is great because of the doctor who is in the hospital. And a church is great because it's a very good shepherd who is looking after people and operating the way a shepherd must operate. In an excellent way, as a good shepherd works. Looking for people, knowing them by name, not being a stranger to the people. Always with the people, staying with them, calling them by name, knowing them, engaging them. Desiring to have more people. That's a shepherd. And you wonder why you have only 23 members. You wonder why African countries have people trying to escape. It's not a mystery. Number 11. A good pastor, a shepherd, loves the sheep, not the money. Loves what? Verse 12. John 10. He that is a hireling. He that is a hireling. The one who is there for money. Whose sheep own the sheep are not. He seeth the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them because he is there for money. Yeah. So that's why I say money is a bad motivation in this ministry work. You must love the Lord. How deep is your love? And number 12, the last point. A good shepherd gives his life. Straight away, you see, where there's no sacrifice, where a shepherd is not sacrificial, there's nothing. You think it's easy for me to be here? It's not easy for me. 4 a.m., I'm flying, I'm moving. It's 12:30. Yes. And where I'm going, I'm preaching when I arrive. As soon as I arrive, I'm preaching. I'm going to church. I'm from church and I'm going to church. Yes. A good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So where you don't give much and you don't give of your life, and you see, you can feel that somebody is sacrificing to do what he's doing. Yes. All these beautiful songs that you are enjoying, you think it's easy? You think it's easy? It's not easy. It's not easy to make one song. And it's not easy to sing one song. A lot of people can't sing other songs because they can't even remember the words. True or not true? They can't even remember the words. And when she stands there, she doesn't know which song is next. She doesn't know which song is coming next. She just hears the music and this is the next song. Yes. Nothing is without giving your life. Nothing works without this type of life giving. Yes. Whole life, sacrifice, your whole being is poured into it. And that's why people do not have double, mega, missionary churches. Because we don't want more. We don't want more. When Jesus wants more, you don't want more. You are okay with 23, 16, only to be called pastor, to wear a collar, and to walk around and say, I am reverend. I am reverend. I'm here to copy more notes. Are you not tired of copying notes? Which book am I using here? I'll show you. Come and look at it. What book is this? Wait.
What it means to become a shepherd.
You have this book. You have this book. I have the same book. That's a book I'm using. You have it, but you don't read it. You don't take the pages and go through and say, what does it mean to be a good shepherd? How can I do it better? What am I missing? What am I missing? What is there that I am not obeying and doing? A good shepherd gives his life for the... You are just there. I've never seen a group which likes more posts and more, names and titles, just like the scribes. I've not seen such a group as who? As the mystery group whose name I'm not going to mention. Yes. You can think either straight or oblique and find out which group that is. Who like to have posts, to be called reverend, to fight over position, who is preaching, who is not preaching, who should be in charge. When the person is preaching, you'll be looking on the ground. Just be looking down like this with your eye. So that we read your eye lips. No. It's time for us to build the double mega missionary church. Sometimes people say, how do you have all these people? You'll be surprised when you give your life. One day I was praying for somebody, and the person who I was praying for didn't even have the feeling that I had for the person. Problem to go away. So I started to pray like that. Then I broke down and started crying. I was even embarrassed. I wept like a baby because the person's problem pained me. You see, you have people following you, they never leave you because they know that it's your life and your heart. With all your heart and your life, you are looking after them. They will never leave to do anything. Yes. And many of us, all that we want is to copy notes or to wear collar and to be posing.
I am Reverend
Doolittle. I am Reverend what? Doolittle. Yes. Yeah. Reverend what? Reverend Doctor Do Nothing. Revo, Rev, Lady Rev, Rev, LP, P, LP, Lady P. Hey! Are you not become Pharisees? A pastor who does little, a shepherd who does nothing. So young people, rise up and be the best shepherds ever. With all your heart and with all your might. It's a great thing to be a shepherd. at a very young age, somebody will be calling you father and mother. And you'll be wondering that, me? Wow. What a blessing. Stand to your feet. Ask the person sitting next to you, are you Reverend Doolittle? I hear there's a Reverend Doolittle here. Lift your hands and ask God for the grace to be a good shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing, for your word, for your love that you give to us. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord. We are grateful, Jesus. We thank you. Ask God for lift your hands and pray to the Lord. Pray, Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Shandola makabaraba. Parendola mamandali bobo kabala manari andelebe bendelebe. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mandala mandali mondelebe kebarandala baba. Heba ojadala matabala borobo dalawa kaba. Lift your hands, lift your hands. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to bless you in your work as a shepherd from now. With only one talent, you're going to be a good shepherd and a great shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kana tolara mamam daradaba lamandola baba. Me dama shatalama do marandali baba. Lift your hand and thank God as we come to the end of the camp. Adalama kabaron al shide, that he has given you the grace to be here up till this time. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father which art in heaven, I pray for everybody here that you touch every life, bless every life today, make us good shepherds. Wonderful shepherds. Shepherds love the people. We are grateful. We thank you. I know Australia, Papua New Guinea, Tonga, Ireland, Vanuatu, Solomon Islands, Fiji, and all the other islands, Tahiti, they will never be the same. By your mighty power, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Are you tired?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we've come to the end.
Church, we
want to know the word of God, so let's start preaching. There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ. We are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the word of God. So let's start preaching. There's a choice you've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ.